God, speak further and bring us on. I'm so encouraged through the words until now, because it shows us that the Lord really has something, has a plan with us. He wants to make all things new with us. Start with our focus, our direction. Now we should be focused on the Father. I want to start with the verse in 1 Corinthians 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Just the first part. 1 Corinthians verse 8. Chapter 8, verse 6. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for Him. We are for Him. In the church, we are for the Father. It's good to see this direction. It goes to the Father. The Lord shows us how we can satisfy the Father. It's through Christ as our sacrifice, as our offering. If the Lord shows us, then I believe that we understood it quickly in your head. But then to do it is not so simple sometimes. The last days, Saturdays, I always sit myself down and I consider what is the best experience I have had in the last week, what was the best one. And I realized, oh,
die Auswahl könnte größer sein.
The selection could not be much.
The selection could be larger.
The selection could be larger. But the Father doesn't just want to have a verse from you. He wants to see the reality. Amen. It's just in the old covenant. When you come, you have this sheep. There was a sheep. You can't just say it's, you can't just come and say there's a sheep but there's no sheep. No, you have to bring the reality, the real one, the real sheep. We can praise the Lord on Sunday for all these things, but if you have not experienced this, and the Father will say, you are right, but where is the reality? I want to see and enjoy the reality. Truly so. That's why we have our daily life to experience all these points. And it means that we should walk in the Spirit. Yesterday I said to the Lord, today has been new and fresh what it means to walk in the Spirit, because we're not talking about it for the first time. What the Lord has given to me was that we have, when we say to walk in the Spirit, means we have to experience the Lord as the offerings. In Galatians 5:16, we read that today already. I say to you, walk by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Paul did not say much. I would probably say more, and I would give you more, a lot of practical points. But Paul,
Paul
could have written a whole book with 20 chapters on how we should walk in the Spirit. But no, here, Paul just said, walk in the Spirit. So how do we walk in the Spirit today? Just like what Clemens said, we have to go to the Lord. We have to say to Him, Lord, teach me to walk in the Spirit. And you have to teach me. I often say to the Lord the last few days, there's no other options. You have to, because otherwise I can't worship you in the Spirit. Otherwise I have no sacrifices. And I say, Lord, the Spirit of Lord, do teach me to walk in the Spirit. And this is what Clemens said, we should all take it and do it. In Galatians 5, in the verse following, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In verse 16. And in Romans 8, verse 4.
Damit die gerechte Forderung des Gesetzes in uns erfüllt würde, die wir nicht nach dem Fleisch wandeln,
that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. It's good to see this glorious Spirit which God has given to us, but we also need to see that there's this flesh.
Why?
What is the reason why on the Lord's Day sometimes I have almost nothing? Because I have lived in the flesh. There's a contra. You may say the Spirit is wonderful, it's correct. But we also have to learn to resist the flesh. The Lord mentioned in the New Testament often, when you read about the Spirit, you also read about the flesh. The Lord did not say the flesh, the Spirit is willing, point, period. But no, the Lord says, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. In Romans 13, for example, verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and it goes on, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Romans 13, verse 14. And this will be a practical help for us to experience the Spirit, which is to resist actively the flesh, make no provision for the flesh. And let's go back to Romans 8, 13. The Lord said here, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
Amen.
So, how many deeds have you put to death from the flesh in the last week? It's really a burden this morning that we should learn to say no to your flesh, to resist the flesh, and to put to death the deeds of the body. Sometimes the body wants to do a deed. For example, if I have my smartphone in my hand, my body is functioning through my thumb, and the thumb, he does things. Our Lord Jesus. He shouldn't do what he wants. The question is the thumb reigning over me or am I reigning over my thumb? You realize that this is not so easy. When the Lord says, do not do it, stop. It's not easy to stop immediately. Why? Because the flesh is there. It's behind all these things. There's a power behind it. And this power, you can only overcome that with another power. That's why it says, it's by the Spirit you have to put to death. It's only by the Spirit that you can put to death the deeds of the body. If we do that, actually we will then experience one of the offerings. For example, what the sister said, we will experience the sin offering. How this offering has destroyed the power of sin. Praise the Lord. Then we have this offer. We have prepared this offering. There are so many chances in our daily lives to prepare the sacrifices for our Father. Amen. It's such a praise for God. Then you can say, there, God, I have taken Christ as my sin offering and I've been set free from sin. It wouldn't be possible at all without Christ. And that's what we meant when we say to experience Christ. Earlier, before that, I thought to experience Christ means, for example, I lost my key, I pray, and I found the key. And I experienced the Lord. But it's not this experiences which will satisfy the Father. He wants to see us experiencing Christ, that we experience His work and all these things He has prepared in our lives, that it will become our life and our substance. I want to mention, to talk about the burnt offering. To walk in the Spirit means to claim Christ as our burnt offering. The offering is a picture of what God has given us in the Old Testament. This should help us to live by Christ. It should not be something complicated for us, or we shouldn't make it complicated and difficult, but no, it's a help. How can I live by Christ? That's why we have a song. The song, He is everything that we need, and He is the only one whom God is pleased. God is wise. He killed a bird with two stones. He gave us one person and through Him solved two problems. I thought of Genesis chapter 1. When was it Genesis? Chapter 1 says, if you were to bring the burnt offering in Leviticus, it should be, you should lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering. Chapter 1, verse 4. Leviticus, chapter 1, verse 4. You should put his hand on the head of the burnt offering. It's a picture how we should walk by the Spirit. We lean ourselves on the Lord. We are one with the Lord. We say to the Lord, which is why I said to the Lord this morning, you are my sacrifice, consecration, you are my burnt offering. I'm not so strong to consecrate myself to you in the way that you, Christ, have given yourself to Christ, to God. But I can take Christ as my burnt offering all the time. We truly, when we experience it in the manifold way, we can satisfy the Father. What I also want to say is that we do not need to wait until the daily life starts. Let us also already now during the Yuko experience Christ as our burnt offering. Not just to be here and hear the word and understand it, and the exercise we push it to the back. No, take Christ as your burnt offering today afternoon, so that during the Yuko we can worship the Father, not just to talk about it. Praise the Lord. And then if someone will ask you after the young people's conference, what have you done or what have you spoken during the conference, you will not say, yeah, the topic was the true worshippers. You will say, oh, I have experienced Christ as my burnt offering. This will have a different expression. And that will satisfy the Father.